as edible. No. It's definitely...
Because kids...
I've definitely eaten it before. I didn't know it was edible.
It's made edible because kids eat it.
Actually, that makes sense because I remember, like, people, I don't know if my mom ever did it, but I remember other people's moms making, like, homemade Play-Doh where you just, like, make the, you know, use coloring and make some sort of dough.
Oh, yeah.
We've got some.
Let's have the presentation.
It's pretty exciting. So, everything that we wanted it to be ergonomic and to be made out of rubber, very simple and easy to use.
Double curved.
Yeah, double curved. But also something that was going to jump out at people, something that would be different, separate it from the other remotes out on the market. So, I think if you put this in the palm of your hand, you'll see what a nice thing we have going here.
That is cool.
So basically, if you hold it like that, the one on your thumb, the thumb button is the power button.
Mm-hmm.
Your index finger is channel up, middle finger is channel down, ring finger is volume up, your pinky is volume down.
What's the big blue thing?
That's the lock button. Has a L on it, and then the M is a mute button, and then it also has digit.
That's a what button?
For muting the.
Mute.
And then you can also, if there's a numeric keypad on the top, so you can key directly to the channel if you want. So it's really basic functionality as far as what keys are available, but we think it's very comfortable and very innovative, and it looks different.
That certainly does.
So all the, I mean, the important keys are right at your. You know, right at a convenient place for you to access them, so
it's
you don't.
And it's anti-RSI.
Yeah, mm. It should be, and it's also conformable to the size of your hand. I mean, if that's too big, it's a rubber remote, so you can change that.
So,
is that what mesh with what you guys were hoping and for and expecting, or?
About it. But it's a small thing, but it means we'd have to make a right-handed one and a left-handed one.
That's good thinking, yeah.
But that's actually why that's not possible.
If we build rocket ships, why can't we build left-handed and right-handed remotes?
They make left-handed scissors,
Yeah, I didn't think about that, but we'll have to do that.
But then you can learn to use the right, like, I was just thinking if there's left-handers and right-handers in the family, do they have two remotes?
Yeah, no, I know people who have left-handed and right-handed people in the family, and they all use the computer, the same computer for the first family, and they have a mouse, and everybody using right-handed mouse.
I'm not sure they'll be able to.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only pressing buttons, you don't have to do anything, extraordinary. I think anybody has it with the left-hand or right-hand stuff.
Imagine, are you right-handed?
Yeah.
Imagine doing it with your left hand. I don't think it's too.
Yeah, it's not.
But we can have both.
Have them in stock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make them more appealing.
But other than that, I mean, and that's that's just something. I think it's great. Yeah, great idea.
Do you think it says RR?
I think it does.
I think it's, well, if the RR motto is we bring
fashion to electronics.
To electronics, that could be quite fashionable.
Yeah, and it's got the black and yellow and blue, plus red, which is sort of a fruit and vegetable. So that's our end of things.
We've come up with the thing that's. What we were looking at doing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It all seems to be there. Well done.
All playing around is.
Before we move on.
Yeah, I'm just. Do you want that?
I need that. Okay. Thank you. One thing I do need to do, we need to look at is costs.
The costs, does that make sense?
Plugin is very cheap.
Well, yeah. So.
I don't last very long. Everybody will go like, oops, it's gone.
But it's edible.
Well, buy more of them, please.
That was the main criteria from the last meeting. It had to be chew proof.
Yeah. Right. Okay, now I think we'll do this. I could do, you know, I can do this on my own. I could do it with you, but it's just easy enough to go through it with you. So, we're going for the kinetic power. And the electronics, we decided on it being just a simple, the easiest thing that's inside it. Case we've gone for the double curved, and it's made out of rubber. The interface is push buttons, and button supplements. Well, they're special colours, aren't they?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Special colours. Special form, yeah, they're special form, they're in shapes and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, these ones on the side are curved, kind of,
yeah.
So.
They're made out of any special material, no, they're not made out of wood or titanium or rubber or anything, they're just simple.
The buttons are rubber.
Okay. So, let's see if that comes within budget. And it does. That's going to cost, €10.70 a unit to make. And
that's
our
good.
Target was it had to come in at under $12.50.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
I'm actually making a better profit than we expected.
This is all very, very good. The bosses will be very pleased. Okay, let's just save this so I can email it to me. Splendid. Okay. So that's me done with this. With this do that. So we can go and do what you're going to do. Evaluation. I can spell it.
Okay, so, evaluation. We're going to do it all together. So, we're evaluating each criteria. I've got the criteria. And we have to do it on a scale of 1 to 7. 1 being true, so it's more like it fits the criteria. And 7 being as in it doesn't fit the criteria. And the criteria are, and I'll draw this up on the board. Box. This is really true. And this is false. This is just like keep you informed. So 7's here, and 1's here, and then you've got in the middle. So the first criteria, you all get what we're doing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Okay, first criteria, look and feel. So does your remote look and feel fashionable to what we talked about, as it is it colour wise and is it spongy? So what mark should we
give? Give it a 7.
Yeah.
As in it's not?
Oh sorry, 1.
Oh sorry, 1.
A 1.
Yeah.
So I'll just write criteria.
Second criteria, new technology. How we implemented the new technology? As in the new...
Well, the kinetic thing, yeah.
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 That was our main technological innovation. With everything else is fairly simple, but the fact that we used the kinetic energy was new.
Also the
it's ergonomic, but that's
yeah.
not a design thing.
Yeah.
Thing.
So on the technical side of it,
it's about
in the middle somewhere, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe three. Yeah.
Criteria three is easy to use. I think it's
that one. I'd say it's not if you're left-handed. It's not. I would give it a two.
Two.
Because it is more geared for right-handed people than left-handed people. But
if we make a right-handed and a left-handed,
if we're gonna have one left-handed, one right-handed, then I would give it a one. But otherwise,
yeah.
Otherwise a two.
Yeah.
Give it a two.
Criteria four is costs.
I mean, under budget.
Yeah.
That's a definite one.
That was great.
The amount of buttons, because people like to have the necessary buttons.
That's one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Criteria six, RSI is a good guess. Yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
Anti-RSI.
That's one. Criteria 7 is the last one. Does it get lost?
It's yellow.
It is very bright, yeah.
No, but it is yellow.
It's not the kind of thing that's going to slip like between a couch cushion or something, you know? Maybe it will.
I think it will
get lost?
Two.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a one.
I mean, you can still flush it down the toilet, theoretically.
Yeah, anything. I mean, okay. It's bigger than the average mobile, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, it can get lost.
The mobiles get lost all the time.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, two is fine.
Then you
ring
them.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's that. That's the evaluation. So I'd say, yay.
It's all systems go.
Number one.
We can't fail.
Fitting all the
criteria. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Well done, Risa. I think I just want to put in as project manager, a little bit of praise for everybody here for how they've worked on it. You know, both individually and as a team. Everyone's come up with their own individual ideas in their own different departments, and then come together and worked in, you know, integrally, you know, at the right times. You know, especially you two. That's all, you know, gone very, very well, and Pete, you know, has been good communication going on.
Yeah, during our design, and there was some heated discussion, but we tried to keep it cool and just
go down to the corporate squash court and bash a few balls about.
We just had to squeeze our product a little bit.
Fantastic.
Now you guys have been a great team. I think we're the envy of all the other RR teams. I mean,
I think so. I think we've come up with something new, something that hasn't been done before. We're not just rehashing an old design.
In four meetings.
Yeah.
Funny, all design meetings could be this quick.
You know, maybe this isn't a simulation. Maybe this is actually, it's like...
I think they're actually trying to find ideas for
like
ideal remote.
Just, yeah. Yeah, well, 2 years' time, this will be on the market. Exactly that product, and we'll go, yeah, we designed that, and no one will believe us.
So at this stage, I mean, is this the last meeting of the project? We don't have another one after it's gone to market or something?
When this meeting's finished, quite officially, we'll get a questionnaire.
Oh, really?
Put in. Or six.
Just start summarising now. Can apply to the same.
I've got a message.
See someone. Yeah. You just reply to that one.
So there's no way to like predict what our, because we originally had a, as far as our financial goals, we had a specific number for profits that we wanted. It was 50 million. I don't remember, but there's not a way to compute that. I mean, since we saved on that production cost, do we know how much we're making on profit?
It's handed over to another department. Well, our project was to come up with the product, basically. Like is it within budget? When it comes to all the other things of how to sell it, and you know the profits and all that, that's other departments. It's another team that actually work out to make the.
But we have a vested interest with their
profit
sharing.
We've designed the product, we've got the prototype, it's within budget, it does everything that we wanted it to do. It's new, it's something that isn't out there already.
I think actually, and one advantage of this is that after this fad of fruit and vegetables passes, this will still be a cool remote, you know. We're not, you know, tying our cart to that one horse. I don't know.
Yeah. But this is very marketable in that it's something that's kind of new and looks a bit quirky for people who want that. It's hang on, I wrote it down here somewhere. Oh no, I did it in one of my emails that I sent off. It's marketable in the sense that it's, whilst all these other remotes actually do give you repetitive strain injury, our one does the complete opposite.
Yeah.
You know, so that's something that's new, which is one of the criteria they asked us to come up with, something new.
It makes watching TV healthy.
Yeah, and if you're not having a good time with the TV, you can throw it about. You know. It's fine. It's kid-proof.
Step further than you'd be on it.
Well, you can break the ornaments, but you won't break that.
No.
Yeah. So, all in all, I think I've done very well.
Mm-hmm.
Well done, everybody.
Yeah, you too.
Drinks are on the company.
Cool.
In the corporate bar that's next to the corporate swimming pool on the top floor that we've all just gained access to.
That took me a while.
That's it.
Well, as far as I know. They
haven't got the 5 minute left thing yet.
No. You don't want to play House Five?
I guess it's probably better that we wrap it up than have 5 minutes of silence. Should we call it a day then?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, we're going to get asked to fill out another questionnaire.
Oh, right.
It's probably going to be the same as one we've done before.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not the authority to say that it is. How does everyone feel about the technology that's being used in this? Sort of using the pens and writing on these special pads and all that.
I love it. I think it's cool. It's all wired up and a vibrating pen and cool. Being watched.
Your moment to shine.
Wow.
As we said earlier, I've never seen that before. Yeah, something that's the whiteboard thingy. I think that's great. But a pen with a camera on it, I don't think it's such a new thing. I mean, it's or it's such a new idea. It would be different if it was sort of handwriting recognition stuff, but as it's not, it's literally that will come up on the computer screen as a picture file rather than actual text.
Mm.
Right, I think they do want to do handwriting recognition on that. It's just the first step. I guess we should end this since we're off topic.
Yeah.
So, should we?
Meeting adjourned.
All right.